Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, the name of Rav, said that if 9 people were eating grains, bread, and one of them were eating vegetables, they can join for a 10-person zimun. Rav Zeira said, I asked Rabbi Yehuda, would that apply when there's only 8 people who ate bread, or 7 people who ate bread, and he said there's no difference. Rabbi Zeira said, I didn't even ask about 6, because in Rav Zeira's mind, 6 would not, if it was only 6 who ate bread and 4 who ate vegetables, they would not be able to combine. Rabbi Yirmiyah felt there was no need to ask about 6. He told him, you're right for not asking about 6, but for the other way, meaning Rabbi Yirmiyah felt that there would be no difference if it's 6, 7, 8, or 9. If there's a roiv who ate bread. Rabbi Zeira says you need a ruba de minkara, a very noticeable majority of people who ate bread, and that's why 6 would not be enough to be mistire for a zeman of 10. King Yana and his queen were eating bread together, and they wanted to have a choshev rov come and bench for them. However, Yana had killed out all the rabbonim. The queen said, if you promise not to hurt somebody, I'll show you a rov that has been in hiding. So he swore they would not hurt anybody, and she brought out her brother, Shimon ben Shotach. They placed him in a very prestigious seat between the king and the queen, and he told the king, it's not you who's giving me this covet, it's the Torah who's covet that is. They gave him a cup of wine to start benching. He said, how could I bench? I haven't eaten anything. I can't bench. So what he did is he drank that cup of wine. And with that, drinking the cup of wine, then he said, bring me another cup. And with that, now I can bench, given that he drank the wine, he felt he can join in the Zimun. Rabbi Abba, the son of Chiya Bar Abba, said that Shimon Shatach was only following his own opinion that one can lead benching for others after only having drank one cup of wine. However, the other Rabbanon, Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said that you can't be mighty others, their chayiv of Birchas HaMazon, unless you yourself ate a kazayis of grain. Maria Sabraisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even someone who just ate a little vegetables can be mitzvah for the Zimun. Where it says that's the mitzvah for the Zimun, but to lead the Zimun, to lead the benching and be mitzvah others with the bracha, that you have to have eaten at least the kezayis of Dagon. Chana by Yehuda in the name of Rava makes the same differentiation. And paskin that way, lahalocha. Rav Nachman said that Moshe was masakin the Birchas Hazon, the first bracha of benching, when the mun came down from Shemayim. Yeshua was then masakin the second bracha, the Birchas Haaretz, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. David and Shlomo were masakin the bracha of Bainu Yishalayim. David was masakin the part of Yisrael HaMecha V'Yishalayim Yirecha, and Shlomo was masakin the part of Alabayis HaGol V'Yakadosh. The bracha of Atoy V'Ameitiv, that was the takon of the Rabbanon later on in Yavne. It was for the Haruge Beta, the people who were killed in Beitar, when they were allowed to be buried, so they said Hatoiv v'hametiv, a double lashon. Hatoiv, that their bodies, even though they were left out for a long time, they did not rot the bodies, and v'hametiv, that they were finally allowed to be buried. Bryce says that the seder of the proper seder order of Birchas HaMazon is the first bracha is Birchas HaZon, the second is Birchas HaAretz, the third is Bnei Yerushalayim, and the fourth is Hatoiv v'hametiv. And on Shabbos, the special tefillah for Shabbos, Ritzei, is said in the bracha of Rachim. In the beginning of the third bracha. Eliezer says that the mention of Shabbos can either be made in that third bracha, or it can be made in the Birchas Haaretz, the second bracha, or it can even be made in the bracha of Hatoiv HaMeitiv. Acham say it must be said in the bracha, the third bracha, the bracha of Rachim. Machloek between the Tanakam and the Chacham is whether or not if someone did it b'diyevet is yoytzer or not. According to the Tanakam, he'd be yoytzer b'diyevet if he said it somewhere else. According to the Chacham, it has to be in that bracha of Rachim, the third bracha. Brisa says that we learn out from Birchas HaMazon from the pasuk of Yechalta v'Savot v'Rachta. That refers to the first bracha of Hazon. The words as Hashem Alekecha refer to actually the Birchas of Zimun. Al-Aretz refers to the Birchas Haaretz. Hatoyva refers to Bainu Yishalayim. Asher Nosan Loch refers to Hatoyva Meitev. With regard to a bracha Rishonim, we learn out from Kavach Chaimer. If you have to make a bracha after you're already satisfied, for sure you have to make a bracha when you're hungry. Rabbi says the bracha Rishonim is learned from the bracha itself. He dashes the pasuk V'Yechalta v'Savato v'Rachto. It refers to Birchas Hazon. He says Birchas HaZimun, you learn out from the other pasuk of Gadol Hashem Iti, like we learned earlier in the perek. Al-Aretz refers to Birchas Haaretz. Hatoyva refers to Bainu Yishalayim. Hatoiv HaMeitiv is not learned from the pasuk, because rather it was made a takana by the rabbanon in Yavne, like we said earlier. Asher Nosan Loch refers to a bracha rishona, meaning you have to make a bracha when it's given to you, when it's still bread before it's eaten. Rabbi Yitzchak learns a bracha rishona from Uvei Rachas Lach Mecho V'Yes Meimecho. Rabbi Nosan learns it out from the pasuk that says when Shaul was looking for Shmuel, that the pasuk goes on, the women answered him that he'll find Shmuel by the karbonis, because everyone's going to wait to make a bracha on the carbon when Shmuel comes. So you see, you have to make a bracha rishona. So this teaches us about brachas on food. How do we know that you have to make a bracha on limud haTorah as well? Rav Shmuel says, if you have to make a bracha on something that helps you in this world, for sure you have to make a bracha on something which brings you chay olam haba. Rav Chiya ben Nachmeini, the Talmud of Rav Shmuel, the name of Rav Shmuel, says, he learned out from a pasuk, one pasuk, the pasuk l'gabi food says, ala oretz ha-toyva asher nosam loch, and the pasuk l'gabi Torah says, ve'etnam locha as luchay so'even, ha-toyah mitzvah, so that teaches you have to make a bracha by Torah as well. Rabbi Meir says, from the fact that it says, asher nosam locha Hashem alekecha, lekecha's loshen, is a midas hadin, from here you learn out that one must make a bracha on the raw, just like he must make a bracha on the toiv. Rav Yehuda ben Maaseir says we learn out a bracha that you have to make a bracha on the Torah from the pasuk. The pasuk says ha-toiva. The toiva refers to Torah, and ha-toiva refers to Bnei Yerushalayim. The extra hay, so he has an extra drasha, uses toiva for the brichas ha-toira and the extra hay for the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim in benching. Bryce says Rabbi Yehuda says someone who doesn't say Eretz Chem the Torah v'chava in the brichas ha-aretz and he doesn't say Malchus Beis Dov in the Bnei Yerushalayim is not yaitza. Nochem Hatzokin says you have to also mention Bris Mila. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to mention Torah. Plimi says that the Bris Mila has to be mentioned before Torah because Bris Mila says regarding Bris Mila it says Bris in the Torah 13 times, whereas regard to the Torah only says the word Bris 3 times. Rabbi Abba says you have to start the second bracha with a moedim with noidilacha and you have to end it with a moedim. Also, we say Valakal Hashem Lekeinu Anachnu moedim lach. Abba Yosef ben Distoy and the Rabbanon argue. One says that a toiv emesiv you have to start off with Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. The other one says you don't need the Malchus to mention Malchus. One who says you have to mention Malchus, it means because he holds it's the Rabbanon, therefore it's not a Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. The one who says it doesn't need it because it's the Raisa, so it's a Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, the one before.